coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Now, if the light that is above the water is darkness, how great do you think the darkness in the water would be? Jesus said, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So whatever, no matter how dark it was above the water, it was darker inside the water. Let's look at something. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Stop there for a second. We saw it just now in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3 when God said, let there be light. Now we come over to the New Testament. He gives us the same information. He says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So when he says, let there be light, the light didn't come from heaven. Are you hearing me? The light didn't come out of God, because the Bible says, in him there is no darkness at all. It came out of darkness in the earth. Let me tell you something. In 1934, some scientists accidentally discovered something. They created bubbles inside water. They were looking for something else. And then activated sound waves towards the bubbles to collapse the bubbles. Are you hearing this? These bubbles were supposed to collapse by some form of implosion. Okay? When the bubbles imploded, light emitted. And they were in shock. How could that be? In 1989, further experiments were carried out, this time with a single bubble, so they could observe this particular phenomenon very clearly. That is it possible that sound waves will cause bubbles underwater or liquids to implode and light would result? Experiment after experiment was done. It was found to be so. That sound waves caused light to come up. Light was emitted when sound waves were excited against imploding bubbles. Think about that. From the water, I just told you, that's what God did. Speech creates sound waves. Are you hearing me? Speech creates sound waves. When we talk, we release energy. We release energy every time we talk. And this energy goes out in form of sound waves. When God said, energy was released. The Bible says he commanded and light came to be. He commanded. Light came out of the darkness in the water. This has been proved by experiments. So you see, the Bible account is a scientific fact, a scientific reality. It was in the earth. He caused it to happen in the earth. Bible says he commanded light to come out of darkness. The source was the darkness, which means the light didn't come from heaven. So if you were wondering whether that was a possibility, you can experiment by yourself. Now, what is this telling us? This is so remarkable because it tells us the original source material for everything is God's word. He's behind, because you see, energy is what quantum physics finds to be matter. That matter is also convertible to energy, because it's convertible to wave. And wave is driven by energy. That's the interpretation of the famous Albert Einstein's equation. E is equal to mc squared. You remember? Yeah. Where E is energy, and m is mass, and c is the speed of light. Correct? And what is mass? Mass is that property of matter that when subjected to gravity gives it weight. So if E is equal to m with a constant, it means that energy translates to matter, and matter to energy. And if God spoke and sound was released, and sound is wave, and sound is wave energy, and energy is convertible to matter when we look. It just shows us the power of God's word and the power of faith and hope. So it just shows us these three, faith, hope, love, the greatest is love, because God is love. Simple. So all you need is these three, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love, because love causes the rest of them to work. And God is love. Faith works by love. Hallelujah. This is very important. I just told you about the sonoluminescence experiment. All right? Write it down. You'll remember it. Yeah, but that's exactly what God did. When he commanded the light to come out of darkness. When he did, and think about this. Think about this. This is very interesting. What would have caused the bubbles in the water when God spoke? We were told the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep. And the Holy Spirit is wind. And all he needed was to put the wind in there, cause the bubbles to come up, and God spoke, and the waves went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the things that are revealed belong to us and our children. Why does he show us these things? Why does he show man all of these things? So that man, because God loves man. Man was made in the image of God. All right? Man was made in the image of God. And God wants us. He created us in his class. We belong in God's class, which means we are creative beings. That's what we are. We are creative beings.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.